cruel treatment of pets solely for profit has no place in our city.
Judy Mancuso, president of Social Compassion and Legislation here at the East Valley Animal Shelter, which is overflowing with abandoned dogs and cats. Last year, 56,000 dogs and cats came through LA's animal shelters, and a quarter of all those dogs and half of all the cats were put to death. LA City Councilman Paul Koretz says puppy mills and kitten mills are a source that can be reduced.
We want to be part of the solution. So we want to make it more difficult to sell puppy mill animals and easier to adopt our wonderful animals out of the shelters.
He's introduced a motion to create an ordinance that would strengthen the laws against such mass breeding, while at the same time bring shelter animals into the pet stores where they can be adopted.
It'll create a program whereby LA Animal Services can work with licensed pet stores to make sure shelter animals are available for adoption at these stores.
Actress Maggie Q from the TV show Nikita was there to give her support and says all her dogs have come from shelters.
The moment I have three, two German Shepherd Crosses and a little Chihuahua. 13 and a half, one's 13 and one's 9 now.
Puppy and kitten mills are of course only part of the pet overpopulation story. LA does require spay and neutering, but Jan Selder, Director of Field Operations for LA Animal Services, says more people are trying to make a buck with illegal kennels.
I think a lot of what we see the economy's in bad shape. So people are thinking, to make a profit, maybe I can sell puppies. Well, it doesn't usually work out profitable, and what it ends up is more puppies at the shelter.
So if you're looking for a pet, the shelters have a wide variety of pure and mixed breed animals for adoption. From Van Nuys, John Brooks, KNX 1070 News Radio.